Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Boomer Debate Show, giving voice to 78 million boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Each day we have a different guest and a different topic. Our guests always have a nugget or two for anyone, regardless of where you are. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now, here are the Boomer and the Babe, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
And welcome to the Boomer and the Babe Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is September 6th, 2010, Labor Day, and we're broadcasting from the Boomer and the Babe Enterprises studio in Phoenix, Arizona. And we don't have any guests today. Actually, we're going to have a little special show. It's just Deborah and myself, and I'm Pete Peters.
And I'm Deborah Brown.
And we're here, and we were going to do a little something different today. For anybody that was reading the blog portion of our site, we had a post that this is going to be our show called Shift Happens. And Shift Happens is a kind of an economic thing that a lot of businesses here in the Phoenix area are involved in. And through the auspices of Local First Arizona, and Local First Arizona is an organization, a nonprofit organization that was founded by Kimber Lanning several years back, and it's all about keeping your dollars locally in the Arizona market. So what we're going to be kind of talking about today is Local First and how Local First operates and some of the things they do and how they're benefiting the economy in the city of Phoenix, other surrounding cities, and the state of Arizona, county of Maricopa. And it's interesting in that no matter where you do a local shift or a Local First campaign trying to keep revenues in your local area, it benefits that immediate economy. So with that, Deborah, I'm going to ask you if you could just give the listeners a little bit of a rundown on what Local First is all about and kind of like what is it that they do?
Well, first of all, we'll be having Kimber Lanning, who is the director and founder of Local First. She's going to be on our show here pretty soon, isn't she?
Yeah, she's going to be on one of our Arizona Friday shows, and I believe it is the 17th of September. We'll have Kimber on the show.
Well, here's the thing. We can never talk about this too much, and I believe that's kind of what our philosophy is going to be going forward, and that is that every community can learn from what's happening in Phoenix and some other communities that have adopted the buy local in a very big way. It changes the economics of the area. Now, we know that Local First was an organization that originally was called Arizona Chain Reaction when it was founded in 2003. And then in 2007, they became a 501c3 and changed their name to Local First Arizona, which I think is really cool. I mean, that's exactly what you want to be, Local First in Arizona. And, of course, it's an interesting concept when you change your buying habits just enough that it makes a big difference in the economy of an entire state. That's something that everyone can say, yes, I can make a difference. You know, and that's one of the few things that there's proof in states, other cities, where people have adopted that as a goal and then made a complete difference in the economy of their state.
That's very true, and what you're referring to there is undoubtedly one of the studies that have been done showing a pilot program that they did in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And in that Grand Rapids study, they found that there was a tremendous shift in the revenue dollars for taxes, the number of jobs that were increased, and so on. And the same company that did that scientific study in Grand Rapids, Michigan, also did a study here in Arizona with SCF, which is SCF is a local workers' compensation company here in Arizona, And I have in front of me some of the local facts that were found in that study. And the buy local attitude and the lead says that it leads to $528 million of an economic impact. And that study has been released in 2009, and it's a very, very interesting study in that they have 531 employees in their company, and they were looking for ways to support local and buy more local, and they compared 1,000 products that they were able to move over to a local office supply house called WIST here in Arizona, and they moved those 1,000 products over to WIST, and they discovered that they weren't paying any more for anything by going to the local company. And interesting enough, the state of Arizona itself does $5 million in office supplies with Office Max. And if we're trying to get them, or Kimber Lanning is trying to get them to change that buying habit to move that over to a local company, and she's indicating, and the studies are indicating that the $5 million office supply contract was losing what they call a $500,000 in leakage by staying with Office Max and not switching to the local supplier. So when they're staying with the big box store or the chain store, there's a much larger percentage of dollars that leave your local economy, be it the state, the city, the community, the county, whatever, and they leave that area and they are never to be seen again. And by affecting the change, only in 10%, a 10% shift, it makes a huge, huge difference, and that's basically what this local First Arizona and the 10% shift is all about. Deborah, you want to give a little more information on that 10% shift thing?
Well, I can tell you that the idea is, for example, if you do coffee every day at a Starbucks, you are of course perfectly within your rights to do that, and I actually like Starbucks myself. But if I were to decide that out of the period of 10 days, I go to Starbucks 9 days, and then on the 10th day, I go to a local coffee place, that is a 10% shift. I've just taken 10% of my buying days for a chain, and I've moved it to the local economy. And, of course, the only grocery store that is a large grocery store that is a locally owned and operated grocery store, I believe, in this area is Bash's. So if I go to another grocery store, you know, for most of my groceries, and then I take 10% of my buying dollars and I go to Bash's or start shopping at Bash's altogether, that would be great too. That makes a huge difference, and that keeps the money local. And there are any number of ways that a person could probably think, oh my, I didn't even notice that, I don't even think about it. So I believe that's what the campaign is about, is raising awareness, changing people's buying habits, and basically changing our little neck of the woods over here in a way that is going to be remarkable, because we're going to change our economy.
There's a long list here that I have in front of me, and I think, Deborah, you've got it there in front of you as well. It's a did you know list about what happens when you do some buying nationally versus locally. And I'd kind of like to go through that list, maybe not every one of them, but we'll start with the top one. It says that for every two jobs that national retailers bring to a community, three jobs are lost in a result of local businesses closing down. Just think of that. Imagine that for every two jobs that somebody is working at, and let's use Office Max as an example. For every two jobs in Office Max, there are three jobs that are lost. So you have a net loss of one. So it takes it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that we've got to start making this move to buying local in our community, any state across the country has to take a long, hard look at what they're doing to support their local businesses. The next one they have here is, when you shop locally owned businesses, your money is recirculated over and over and creates up to 75% more tax revenue to the community and the state. Imagine that. 75% more tax revenue to the community and the state when you're buying local. We're in Arizona, and there are any number of states across the country that are having all kinds of problems, and there's all kinds of things going on in Washington and all trying to figure out revenue streams. And wouldn't it be interesting if a lot of this could be handled just by shopping on a local basis in every community? And we're not suggesting that you do only local shopping. We're only suggesting that you do a 10% shift. 1 out of 10 times at a grocery store, go to a local. 1 out of 10 times going out to eat in a restaurant, go to a locally owned restaurant. It's a pretty amazing. Which one there, Deborah, is there any of them there that, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. I like a couple of them myself. Millions of dollars of tax revenue subsidies are handed to chains by financially starved local governments, and that is an absolute drain of even more tax revenue from our community and state. So, you know, we know that so many of our state budgets are strapped. They have robbed from various pots to put other programs in place or whatever. And I know that the budget for the state of Arizona seems to be balanced right this second, but there are some things that are, you know, not going to be in the balance column when next fiscal year starts. So this would be a way for people to actually affect change on their own buying habits, you know, by their buying habits. We could actually help put some more money into our own coffers. And then you have the other thing where you've got all these shopping centers that don't seem to have much going on. You've got stores closing down, and they're becoming blighted and ugly. And I'm thinking that if there was more support for local people, getting over that hurdle and that hump of when you're a brand new business and you've got to have doors open and people have got to be coming in, we got to have more people saying, yes, I will support my local people, and it changes everything.
It does change everything, and it's amazing, really, how little it takes. Independent businesses, and it says here is in the Did You Know portion of this piece on their website, it says independents are unique enterprises that contribute to the character of our community by offering more diverse selections of goods and services. Independent businesses provide meaningful service with a personal touch. It matters to them that you are a satisfied customer and will come back again. How often do you go to a major chain and it's just take your money and run. Take the money, get them out the door. Take the money and let them be gone. It's amazing to me, and it seems to me that we'd be much better served by dealing whenever we possibly can with a local company, a local business that is a stakeholder and has a direct stake in the business that they're operating, rather than being some, I'm going to use the term, young individual that is there to make their $7.50 an hour or whatever it is and go out and do whatever the young individuals do at this time. And how many times have you gone through a line and asked a question and they go, well, I really don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Where you can be pretty well assured, I would think, that if you're at a local business where there are people that actually own and have a vested interest in that business, you're liable to get a better answer and liable to get a more logical answer and probably a correct answer rather than an I don't know. And I know that was one of my pet peeves when we lived in California. I tell the story repeatedly about I was at a major chain grocery store, and I reached in my pocket to try to get exact change, and I pulled out without realizing, and I pulled out a Canadian quarter as part of the change that I was paying for the change portion of the bill. And I'm sitting there with this Canadian quarter, and this young, lovely young lady behind the counter says, oh, I can't take that. that quarter. It's a Canadian quarter. And I said, oh, I said, I didn't even realize it. And frankly, I didn't even think of it, even if it had realized it, because I used to live in Detroit, and across the border is Canada, right across the river, and there's Canadian money all over the place, and at least back in the day. And so I had a Canadian quarter inadvertently. Where it came from, I don't know. And I said, well, what can I do with it? What do I have to do with that? How can I exchange that? And she tells me that I have to go to Canada to spend that Canadian quarter. And I just shook my head and I walked away and I said, yes, here, you make the change out of the dollar and see if you can do that without punching the dollar into the machine and having to tell you what change to give back. It's pretty amazing. And I don't think you're going to find that in a local store. I mean, that's strictly something that you find in the boxes, because that's the nature of the help that they have there.
Well, I've seen some competent help in other places, but I think I get your point. And it is the hope of the person who has a local business that they don't want their staff to be embarrassing or, you know, it's like, okay, we need some training here. So I know that they're going to watch and be careful. But the other thing that is of interest to me, for example, in clothing shopping, when you shop at a locally owned boutique, you probably have a better chance of buying things that are not going to be clothes that you see coming and going at networking events where everybody has the same top, everybody has the same opportunity to buy that same dress. And I like that. I like finding my favorite boutique and shopping. There's one, there's a place called the Pink House in Glendale that has some of the cutest clothes for all ages, and just I love their stuff, and it's very interesting. And they also have an ability to have various vendors, local people who have come together kind of as a co-op in that store. So there's an opportunity for that too, that you can't have a big box.
Well, it's that small town, small village kind of approach to retailing and everybody helping everybody. It's almost like networking in its own way. Local First Arizona is a group of about, I think it's 1,600 or so now local members. And all those local members are there to support one another and support the local buying habits, and trying to change the buying habits to that of shopping more locally. They are all owned and operated by local people. They are registered in the state of Arizona. And I've got a list here, and I'm going to suggest that people might take a look at Local First if they are indeed a local business. And there are a list of 7 qualifications that you must be to be a member of Local First. And the purpose of it is to ensure the fact that there's no outside entities at force in this organization. Now, one is, the question is the business owned by an Arizona resident? And are you that person? And if not, who is that owner, if you're the one that is making application? And the answer to that is your business company, a DBA of another company. And if so, what is the name of that company, and do they also meet those guidelines? That's the 1A portion of that first question.
Actually, you know what, Pete? If you would read that paragraph that's just above that and tell what does not meet the eligibility guidelines, I think that would really help.
Okay. Be aware that these do not meet the eligibility guidelines. These are items that do not meet guidelines to become a member of Local First. You or the company you are working for, licensed with, is a public company with shareholders, or B, a franchise or franchisee, or an MLM, multi-level marketing company, or C, if you are an independent agent licensed to any of these, or D, if your company has its corporate office in another state, or E, if your business has more locations outside Arizona than within Arizona. That pretty well pretty well takes care of it. And then we go through that, the rest of that list that I was starting to read. Number two, how is your business registered in the state of Arizona? These are things that they want to know. Is it an LLC, Corp, not yet registered? Three, is your business based locally with no corporate or national headquarters? That's kind of touched up top. Does your business have multiple locations, and make sure that there's more inside the state than outside if they're registered here? Any of the out-of-state locations? If so, what states are they in? 50% must be in Arizona. Is your business name connected in any way to one national company? And regarding dues, do you plan to call somebody, Linda, with a card number and a PayPal, or send the mail in and send a check in the mail? So if you pass those qualifications, get hold of Linda at Local First Arizona, and she'll get you registered. And you can do that right on their site. So if you're a local Arizona company, meet their qualifications, go to localfirstaz.com. All right, Deb?
Well, the other thing that I like about Local First is the networking events are wonderful. I don't think that we have missed any since we've been a member for, are we a member for 1 year or 2 years now?
We're starting our third year.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've been to various networking events on both sides of the, you know, all around the valley. They don't just stay in downtown Phoenix. They're all over the place. And, you know, we're equal opportunity enjoyers. We go wherever it is. So, well, we haven't been any in Tucson, but I guess we could go if we wanted to. And it is wonderful people. It's always the fun thing to go where there's people you don't know. A lot of times the normal networking that Pete and I do, we run into the same faces over and over again. They just kind of move like a pack, I always say. And when you go to a Local First event, I can guarantee you, you will find many, many new people and be able to strike up a wonderful conversation. And, of course, we're all doing the same thing, trying to do well in our business and support Local First as an entity. And then by doing that, grow our economy. So we really are all responsible for helping ourselves. And I think this is one way that we can put our money where our mouths are and really make a difference. Don't you think so, Pete?
Oh, I definitely think so. And here again, I'm taking this stuff right off of the Local First website, but there are ways to make a difference with a few simple steps. And one is to make a decision to find out and patronize the locally owned businesses. Even if you don't qualify to be a locally owned business yourself, or if you have no business that you own and operate, start patronizing more of the locally owned businesses. Dine at the local restaurants, independent local restaurants. Get some unique dining experiences and so on that you can only find at the locals. You're not going to have the same chain thing. McDonald's is McDonald's no matter where you go. But if you're going to some of the local restaurants that are owned and operated locally, you'll never find them again other than the place where you see them here in Arizona or in your state or community, wherever you might be. And when you shop online with out-of-state companies, it doesn't contribute a dime to the local economy. So check for members who offer the same products locally, and some may even deliver. Look for the Local First logo, of course. That's here in Arizona. Look for Local First Arizona logo when you shop, and tell other independent businesses about Local First, and tell businesses about it. Even here again, if you're not a member, if you don't have a business and you don't qualify, please go ahead and help promote it as well. They've got a business directory online to use that, and tell your associates and family what's happening and why, and help create the community strength and so on and so forth, and make a strong, vibrant community as a legacy for those that follow. And it's just really that simple. One time out of ten, don't go to the local major grocery store. Go to the local grocery store that's owned and operated locally. And Deborah, we're going to be doing something. We call this show, when we posted this show, we called it Shift Happens. And one of the things that we're going to be doing, and it'll be coming online very shortly, is our own Shift Happens website, Shift Happens 365. And We're going to be putting some interesting things about the local shift and so on and so forth. Some local companies from Local First will be doing some videos there. And on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to be talking to some of those local companies on a more regular basis now with our Shift Happens show. And so watch for Shift Happens, 365.com, and kind of test it every now and then to see when it's up. And when it's up, take a look at that one as well. So we're doing what we can to help support the local companies in Local First Arizona, and we hope that anybody that is listening to this now or maybe hear it in the future as a an archive piece, that they join us in those efforts. That kind of wraps up our little short version of the show for today. Deborah, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, you know, I would, and that is that the idea of the staycation has become so popular, and of course today is the third day of a three-day weekend for a lot of people because it's Labor Day weekend, and we were talking about all this staying local for work purposes and for, you know, growing the economy and where we shop and everything. But that staycation idea is so popular. It's a great way to not only help the local economy but also see more of our beautiful state. So basically, wherever you live, your staycations can be very rich and wonderful. I'm sure there are things wherever you live out there, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, that there are things that you have not seen yet in a place that's close to you. So I would say everybody either plan a staycation or continue to enjoy one or look into that, because that's another way to help the local economy. So that's my quest is maybe a staycation.
That sounds like a good idea, and I think everybody should stay where they are. That didn't sound quite right. But you're always welcome to come to Arizona, because there are no beheadings, and our governor even said there have been no beheadings. She amended her statement. So Arizona is a great place to visit, and we welcome everybody to come to Arizona because it helps our local economy. But if you can't, stay in your own economy and support your own economy wherever you may be living and wherever it is that you may be doing your shopping and everything else that you have going in your personal life. Well, that about wraps it up, Deb, I think, for this show. It's a little short soiree into Local First, with more things to come later dates, and also the ShiftHappens365.com site that's going to be up before we know it, but anyhow, it's not there yet, but it will be shortly. And this has been the Boomer and the Babe Show on Blog Talk Radio in Phoenix, Arizona, where we bring good conversation to the world. I hope you think this was a good conversation that we've had today. Today we talked about Local First Arizona, shopping local, staying local, and we hope that people take us up on that as far as the Arizonans are concerned. And if you're not from Arizona, go ahead and take a look at that for your own community and your own state as well. You can save a lot of money and help this whole national crisis possibly if everybody kind of gets on board with that. We'll be back tomorrow with another Boomer and the Babe Show. Our guest today, tomorrow, will be Dr. Melanie Lane. Dr. Lane is one of our Boomer authors, our Boomer Book Series authors, and she'll be discussing her specialty, which is good health and longevity for the Boomer generation. So we look forward to having a nice conversation with Stephanie Lane tomorrow, and that'll be here again on
Melanie
Blog
Lane.
Talk. Melanie Lane, I'm sorry. Melanie Lane tomorrow at 10 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. And we do much more, as I always say, that other than just host this show. We also have our information and stuff on our Blog Talk, on our Boomer and the Babe website, www.boomerandthebabe.com. Go and take a look via that site at the other things that we do, for instance, our Boomer book series and our authors and so on, and other things that we're involved in, and schmy around that site a little bit and enjoy your stay there. Hope you take some time to do that. Make sure, everybody, that you have a great second half of your life. Make it as good or better than the first half of your life. And thank you very much, and we will see you tomorrow. Talk to you tomorrow with Dr. Melanie Lane. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to the Boomer and the Babe Show, where we bring interesting conversation to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe, and on Facebook as Pete Peters 47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.